Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Today, I might seem a little bit tired because I am, but nevertheless, I wanted to record the episode today. Because yesterday we talked about the future of trains and introduced the topic of the new week, the transportation of humans in a public manner. And you can already guess today's topic by the title, so it will be all about future buses. Now, today we're gonna look at two examples how these future buses might look like. And this again is quite exciting, as the first one today is a theoretical one, and the second one is already in practice. So as the episode is recorded, it's January 2019, and maybe when you hear the episode, you are already in the future and the first one is already real example, but in the present time, it is a theoretical one. So we have both sides, a theory and a practice. I do not want to spoiler, so let's begin. The first one I want to present you is the Mercedes-Benz Future Bus. Yeah, that is how it is called, Future Bus. It is a semi-automated city bus with city pilot. So since the Mercedes-Benz Actros truck with the highway pilot has been introduced, there have been added numerous functions, like the city pilot of the future bus is able to recognize traffic lights and communicate with them and safely negotiate junctions controlled by them. This is a very special feature, and you don't see this often in these days, or yet often. The semi-automated city bus with city pilot is also able to recognize obstacles, especially pedestrians on the road, so it is able to brake autonomously, and there is a automatic approach to bus stops. The second feature is the connectivity. Yeah, there is a camera, of course. There are a few radar systems, and there is data fusion. And the cameras scan the road and surroundings, as well as the radars, long and short term, monitor the route ahead, and the GPS system tracks the position of the bus. So all this information comes together and fusions. So the data, there happens a data fusion and provides a quite clear picture of everything the bus is surrounded by. What else can be said about the future bus of Mercedes-Benz? Yeah, it has, of course, lower fuel consumption and emissions. It makes possible to have less workload for the driver. There is a completely newly designed exterior and interior appearance. If you are interested in how this looks, just Google Mercedes-Benz future bus interior, exterior, whatever, and you will see what is meant by that. There is a newly designed cockpit as an integral part of the interior space, so the driver drives the car by controlling it via a screen, a display, and not via the traditional cockpit. So the bus can go up to 20 kilometers in the present time. So this has been tested in Europe's longest BRT route, that means bus rapid transit, in the Netherlands. And there on that route, the bus reached a top speed about 70 kilometers per hour, which is not fast, but I think this is the normal speed, top speed of a bus, so you cannot complain, I guess. And this is also a great feature, a great one to end with. It does not need to accelerate or brake at all, because it communicates with traffic light systems. And yes, this enables the bus to drive through the whole route without accelerating or braking at all. Yeah, this was the first bus I wanted to present to you. Google it. The source of information I use for this is mainly the website of Daimler directly. There is a smaller website on the larger one, which is called Innovation. But I'll put the link in show notes. Let's do it like that. The second one is the Proterra. What is Proterra? Proterra is a zero emission bus. It is a battery electric bus. So they have abandoned fossil fuels completely. And wanted to contribute to the improvement of environmental quality and to the reduction of operating costs. So they focus more on the ecological aspect. In my opinion, the first bus is rather focused on things like comfort and also like a quite style, if you could say it like that. This is my opinion. When I look at the descriptions on the technologies and like the main points, the first one to me seems more like made to represent a certain desire of humans, and the other one is rather designed in order to contribute to environmental issues, or fighting them, So Proterra is located in North America, so not in Europe, sadly. There are several configurations. So they use catalyst battery electric vehicles, and as this I have already said in the intro, is an example from reality. And you could state that they have used, or the people there in North America have used the buses for 6 million miles now, which is quite a lot. They have, in the present time, January 2019, the greatest range of any zero emission bus. So we will come back to that in a second. And they made the whole bus with a carbon fiber body and an electric drivetrain, which has to be very modern, they say. So you should be able to put the bus into service for about 2 decades. They promise. And there is also a modular and technology centric approach to the vehicle configuration. So it appears to the reader of their presentation of the buses that the consumer, or the one buying the vehicles, if you are the consumer, sounds also always sounds as if like you mean the people like you're me, the end consumer, but the consumer in that case is of course not the end consumer, despite of you having like 10 buses at home. I don't know if you have a bus company, but yeah, these are bus companies that are meant by consumer. So these consumers have the choice between two sizes, and the selection, they can select a certain energy level. So we could come back to that also in a second, because now I want to give you some data or some facts about the bus. There is an acceleration from 0 to 20 miles per hour in 4.5 seconds. If you remember last week, I think it was the Porsche episode when we talked about the acceleration of Porsche. I think it was from 0 to 100 miles per hour in, I don't know, 2.3 seconds, 2.6, I don't know, but this is insane. But yeah, it's nothing to wonder about, as this is a bus and the other one is a sports car of Porsche. But nevertheless, this is something that impresses me. Yeah, there is an ability to take steep hills with a gradability of 15.5%. This is also really good, in my opinion. There's a curb weight of 28,000 to 33,000 lbs, so the lightest vehicle in its class. And there are different range requirements. So I've already said they are quite individualized, so they want to meet everybody's needs. There's the local circulator routes that have to be like served, and as well the higher mileage rules, and they want to like serve everything with different different sizes of their buses and different energy levels. So we have three series now: the FC, the XR, and the E2 series. The FC series is rather for like 24-hour circulator routes, and for they divide between nominal range and operating range. This is important. The nominal range is the like normal range, theory range. The operating range is what you then really can come up to. So as an example, the nominal range of the lowest series with the lowest kilowatt hour number of kilowatt hours is about 55 to 87 miles, and the operating range is between 33 and 79 miles. So this is quite a great gap, because if you take the lowest of the operating range, 33 kilometers, and the highest of a number of the nominal range, 87. This is a quite big gap. Nevertheless, there is also a middle class, I'd say, series, which is about 220, 330 kilowatt hours. And this is for low daily mileage, like 136 to 238 miles nominal range and 81 to 218 miles operating range. And there is I forgot the charging time. So you can with the FC series, you can recharge for about 10 minutes to get 19 to 38 miles. And the XR series is these over 136 miles, about something about that, and within 2.5 hours charging time. And the best version of Proterra buses is the E2 series. which is for the longest routes. So we talk about 251 to 426 miles nominal range. This is insane. We talk about a bus here. This 426 miles nominal range, this is even for some electric cars today, not achievable. But again, the operating range differs a lot. We talk about 150 to 390 miles operating range, something about that, and less than 4.5 hours charging time. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. As always, you can find the sources of information I have used in order to prepare this episode in the show notes. I prefer when I present products to people, I prefer using the description of products that is provided by the producers themselves. If you want to do a deeper research about that, I recommend to just Google the names and references or something about that. But keep in mind, the Mercedes-Benz future bus is just theory in the present time. If you listen to this before it will be launched. And as always, I need to say this is not sponsored. I wish it was, no. But I just present these products to you because I am impressed by them, because I am fascinated about future, because I am addicted to finding out what will be the technological trend of tomorrow. I crave for innovation. Yes, this is a good sentence to conclude this episode today. I wish you a very nice Tuesday, which is today, or another day if you do not listen to this episode on Tuesday. Tomorrow there won't be an episode, but the next time we will continue our series about the future of human transportation in a public manner. So have fun, and we will hear each other next time.